The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
We've got Anna today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Anna.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Oh, that's awesome news. What's going on? Who's your problem with today? Because I know you have a problem because that's the only time people ever call us.
Mm. So my boyfriend and I are having kind of one of those arguments. When we're doing the dishes, he takes the glasses and he washes them, which is nice. Nice that he washes them. But then he puts them to dry with the lip down in the cabinet.
He puts them to dry, like upside down, you mean?
Yeah, he puts them upside down. And then when I want to have something to drink, I go and I open the cabinet, and the glass is full of, like, condensation, and the lip has been on the shelf, not protected, and, you know, I just want to get a straw. I don't even want to drink.
Yeah, that's totally unsanitary.
Oh, see, no, that's exactly what I do.
Oh, you put the lip down on the cabinet?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Because then it's just like
it doesn't dry.
No, it's a bigger surface, so they don't like tip over and stuff. You know what I mean? Like if you were to accidentally knock them.
What are you afraid of, earthquakes and things like that?
Oh, you know, you get in there all aggressive like.
Why are you aggressively reaching for cups? Wait a minute. If you put it rim down though, you're putting the rim, which is where you put your mouth, on like a dirty cabinet.
Yeah, but it's clean. Only clean cups go in there.
Well, I mean, how many times do you clean your cabinet? Do you clean it every day?
No. Yeah, all right, what's your boyfriend's name, Anna?
Greg.
All right, let's call Greg and find out why he's so weird, why he's like Justin.
Hello?
Greg.
Yes.
Hey, Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks so much for asking. I really appreciate that. Do you have any idea who this is, by the way?
No, I don't.
I didn't think so. Greg, it's Mark K, and my buddy Justin's here, too, because Megan took off today.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
How
we're
you
from.
Guys doing?
Yeah, we're good. We're from 95.1 WAPE, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I know you guys.
Oh, cool. Listen, also, Anna, your girlfriend's on the phone.
Hey, Anna, how are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah. She's actually a little miffed at you. Oops. Because you apparently put the cups upside down when you dry them.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm dead serious.
Anna, you called the radio station because I put the cups
upside down. Well, I mean, we talked about it for like an hour last night.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So...
Why do you do that? Why do you put the clean cups upside down on a dirty shelf like that? It seems counterproductive.
Well, to keep things from going in, dust going into it, mm-hmm. it allows it to dry better. If you go to any restaurant, you go to any place, you're going to see the cups upside down.
I mean, I'm with Greg.
Yeah, but,
so.
You said that last night, but the argument with that is those cups are in play, right? Like if you're going to a bar or a restaurant, they're constantly being washed and used and washed and used.
They're in play.
Yeah.
No, I do feel. Yeah, Greg, I do feel it's unfair. I mean, unless you have 50 people using those cups every day, it is unfair to compare yourself to a restaurant. Also,
well, we do use the cups a lot. And what she didn't tell you is that from the first time she said that, well, maybe not the first time, but the first couple times she's complained about it. When the cabinet's empty, before I empty the dishwasher, I wipe the top of the cabinet, or where you put the cups.
Now, did you hear what
and
he
you
said?
Go there, he said the first couple of times.
Right, the first couple of times.
See, it's not dirty.
So what you've just done is you've admitted to me that you know your cabinet's dirty, and you're still putting the cups on there upside down.
Well, no. There's some things that you do just so that you can avoid this.
Conflict,
and
yeah.
I didn't do it enough.
No, you sure didn't. Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595. What's the proper way to put the cups back in the cabinet after you clean them? Jessica, good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. And you?
Oh, doing great. Thanks for asking, Jessica. What do you want to say?
Oh, I'm absolutely on her side. Me and my fiance go through this all the time. I've actually had the same problem with him, putting the glasses rim down in the cabinet, and I think it's absolutely disgusting because, like you said, you put your mouth on that. Like, why would you want it? That's just gross to me.
Yeah.
So I've actually banned him from doing the dishes. Like, I told him he's not allowed to do them anymore.
Maybe he did that on purpose.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. Maybe I need to get that going.
Think, Yeah, I think he does that. Like, because he knows, like, I'm OCD. If things aren't done the way I need them to be done, I'll just tell him not to do it. So yeah. He, like, intentionally does it the wrong way to get out of it. But, yeah, I'm on her side with this one.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Deidre from the West Side, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
Great, Deidre. What do you think about the way you're supposed to put these glasses down in the cabinet?
Well, we do turn ours upright. However, the other couple that was on the phone where he turned his down, that's back from the early 1900s. Back in the early 1900s, I think, from the Dust Bowl, where people would turn their cups upside down to prevent the dirt and dust from getting in their you know,
oh, yeah, because, like, stuff could fly in. I mean, see, I don't think, you know, if you have it in the cabinet, though, probably it's not going to get dusty.
Yeah, but, like, you know, if, like, a spider is in there.
Oh, spiders?
Right. He gets into your cup.
You're right. It probably will not get dusty. I agree with that. But I think that all derived from the Dust Bowl area.
Yeah. Maybe people think you're right. You can keep the debris and stuff out. Do you get a lot of spiders in your cups, Justin?
No, because I put them upside down.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But you know what you're getting on the rim is like fungus and mold and bacteria.
Yeah.
Just FYI. Ashley from St. Augustine, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So what's the proper way to put your cups in the cabinet?
I personally store them rim side up.
Right.
So that the cups are able to completely dry. You store them down and they're a little bit wet inside, it's a good medium for germs.
Yeah, right. You get that condensation and stuff in there too, and mold and
right, but the water will eventually just fall. The gravity will pull it out. Like, it'll just fall down. It will stay in the cup.
And then it will be contained inside the cup on the cabinet, but it still will not have airflow. It's just more sanitary. I don't think there's an issue with storing the cups rim side down. Unless you have flesh-eating bacteria in your cabinet, you're probably okay, but it just needs to be completely dry.
Yeah, well, there's some places in Palatka where I would wonder if they have. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Amy.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Amy. What do you want to say? What's the best way to store your cups after you clean them?
Well, I store mine upside down, but I want to know why. For the people that put them right side up, according to them, why are their shelves so dirty that they're completely grossed out by putting them upside down?
You know why? I'll tell you why they're dirty. It's because you keep putting your cups upside down and the water drips out and gets moldy on your cabinet.
Oh, no. I don't put them away until they're completely dry. Mine are completely dry when I put them away.
But you're still getting, like, what about, you get, like, bugs walking on your counters
but
that
if you
don't
have
even
them
know about?
Up, the bugs can just get
I
in the cups.
Bugs maybe crawl across them, then, like, jump into my cup and, like, gulp in it.
Can you imagine?
Before I drink out of it.
Can you imagine filling it up with water and then you go to take a gulp and there's just a huge spider
in
your mouth?
Well, look in your glass first before you fill it with water. I mean, you got to use your eyes, folks.
Do that? Do you always look in your glass? My glasses are clean. I don't have to look in my glasses.
See?
I mean, you don't. Yeah, but you've got bug poop on the rim.
No, because I turned them upside down.
Right, but the bug poops on the cabinet while you're washing them and you don't even know it. And then this is getting ridiculous. Amy, hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Sean from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Hey, great, Sean. What's your take on the glasses, upside down or right side up?
And upside down, honestly, because it doesn't matter how clean your house is or how, you know, not much bug protection you use, bugs are going to get in your house. And I will say I was in a clean house, and I opened up a cabinet one time, and there was a roach crawling around inside of a glass. Ever since then, upside down.
You don't want a roach in your drink.
No way.
I think if you got a roach crawling around your glass, there's better. It's not because your cup's right side up. I think it's because you know your house is dirty. Hey, thanks, Sean. We appreciate it. Call the exterminator.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.